Hi, this is Evan Kane, and welcome to another episode of my podcast, Ideas and Stories. If you like what you hear, by all means, donate to my Ko-fi account. The links for that should be on the Podbean side menu or on my website, evankane.com. And follow me here on my website or on social media. Tonight's story was kind of interesting in that this is a bit of a parallel to the first episode I put out a couple of weeks ago, How to Feed Your Monsters. Now, this story that I wrote was actually written several years before that, and I was just digging through the archives, and I saw it, and I thought, huh. So I tweaked it a little bit, and hopefully you like it. Tonight's story is called A Kind Nightmare. You hate it when it happens. It's not the regular dream, the scary one populated with symbols, weird images, faceless black figures with a burning cold grip dragging you down into the dank, suffocating mud. And you, helpless to move or fight back. Sure, you wake up sweating and panting, but you get back to sleep, the fear forgotten, because it's just a metaphor for your life. It's worse. It's that dream. You're seated at a dresser. Your mom's dresser. The one with the big mirror. A little girl sits opposite you in the mirror. She's dressed in an angel's outfit. You remember Mom loved that costume. She stares back at you and shouts,
I don't want to be some whiny, sick, broke loser like you. You're fat and ugly.
You reach out and touch the mirror. And you're in the life she wanted. A perfect world. Or maybe this is the real world. It feels right. Good, reliable, steady employment in a career, not a job, a career where you and your skills are respected. The nice big home in a trendy neighborhood. You and Chris being good little consumers with regular trips to IKEA. Oh, sure, there are some minor upsets. No real worries, though. No health problems. No money problems. Just a forever bright day. Here, all of your family and friends are hale and hearty, filled with fortune's favor. Nobody's turned away, either dead, dying, or simply abandoning you. Her world, that perfect world, fades away, and you're back at the dresser, opposite the little girl. She sneers, stands up, and fades away. You sit there alone, knowing you could never be that woman. In that perfect world, you like the drama too much. Every day, you'll nail yourself to a cross, alone and helpless and always at war with a cruel world. That nightmare makes it worse as they fill you with images of an ideal world you could never achieve. And that's when you look, really look closer at the mirror. A sliver of the kitchen can be seen in the reflection. And for a moment, you see me there. Your face. But the eyes are instead mouths clicking their fangs together. We love to feast on your fear and anguish. Don't wake up just yet. We are ever so hungry. Thank you. Again, if you like what you hear, subscribe here on Podbean. This is also available on Google Play and iTunes. My website, www.evankayn.com. That's EVANKAYN as in Norman, E.com. I have my Ko-fi button there if you wish to tip me. You like what you hear, you wish to encourage me as a writer. Otherwise, follow me here, social media, and have a good day. And have a pleasant dream tonight.